This is Near FM
90.3.
I will talk to Aisling right now about the event that's happening today in Croke Park. Good morning, Aisling. How are you?
Hi, Myra. How are you? Thank you so much for having me on.
Not at all. A pleasure. I'm having a little bit of a problem getting through to Matthew. I will try and chat with him very, very shortly. If I'll try and get through to him again. I'm not too sure what's actually happening. But anyway, now, Aisling, you are the secretary of the Irish Aviation Students Association, and you're hosting right now today the Career Expo at Croke Park. It's actually starting in a half an hour, isn't it? And the tickets are free, but tell us a little bit about it and a little bit about how you got involved.
So it's on Wednesday, so just in 2 days. Starts at 10 o'clock. So the Career Expo is an event for second level students and third level students or graduates. Anyone who has an interest in kind of aviation or finance or law, or you know, has the intention to become a pilot. So we've basically put this event together. We have over 26 different companies coming from, you know, airlines, leasing companies, universities. We have education and training boards, flight schools, all the way to ground handling and airport operations. So we have a really wide kind of range of companies going. So we're looking forward to a very, very good event, and, you know, getting to meet lots of different students within the industry. So,
Aisling, I have to apologise. I looked at the 12th of October and somehow, I don't know why, it clicked into my head that it started today. So full of apologies to you and to Matthew and to all the team that's working extremely hard to have this event on Wednesday. For heaven's sakes, I'm sorry. I think it's just the change in the weather. Now, for anybody that's interested, the tickets are free, but how can they get, do they go to Eventbrite or what do they do?
Yeah, so the tickets are free, and they're available on our. We have a link to the event on Eventbrite. So you can find it. You can find the link on any of our social media, so LinkedIn, or Instagram, or you can just search IASA Career Expo 2022 on Google, and you should find the link for Eventbrite.
And I'm looking at a list here of all the my goodness, there's so many. So when you're talking about this event, this Career Expo, you're talking right across the board, from becoming a pilot to air traffic controller to all sorts of things, aren't you?
Yeah, basically everything. We think, you know, aviation is so broad, so we wanted to make sure that we, you know, had representation from all angles. So that students, no matter what kind of way they would like to approach their careers, they have someone to talk to and they can take something away from the event. So we did get, well, we tried to get as many companies as possible from all angles of aviation.
And that, of course, also covers aeronautical engineering as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, so we have engineering companies as well. We have a couple coming all the way from Shannon, so that's exciting. And we'll hope to have some UL students attending on the day as well to meet with them, because they tend to go for the kind of engineering roles from that course. So yeah, just kind of trying to hit all angles, really.
And I mean, which is fantastic, you're covering the whole country. Tell us a little bit. I know nothing. I know nothing about the Irish Air Corps, but you have people from the Irish Air Corps that are going to be speaking there, aren't you?
Yeah, so we'll have we have kind of five different seminars throughout the day. So first up, we have Lauren Cusack, who is a lieutenant in the Irish Air Corps. So she's going to just talk about the whole cadetship and the recruitment process and what her kind of day-to-day life is like. She's one of very few female, I suppose, pilots within the Air Corps. So we wanted to take that angle and inspire young girls who may be in secondary school to, you know, go for it and apply for the Air Corps.
What's her title again?
So she's a lieutenant in the Irish Air Corps. So she's a pilot. Yeah, I think she joined a good few years ago. So she'll give us kind of an all-round summary of her role.
But it is quite unusual to have females in the Irish Air Corps. I know they're open to women and men and to join up, but that's wonderful. And some of the other places I've never actually heard. SMBC Aviation, what's that?
Yeah, so SMBC, they are a global leader with aircraft leasing, probably one of the largest in Ireland and across the pond, I suppose. But they have a great graduate program. I think it's a 2-year long graduate program, and then you have the option to go into law or accounting after that. It's a fantastic opportunity for anyone who is studying at the moment or who has graduated to meet with the likes of SMBC. And discuss their graduate program and then hopefully make some applications.
Ashley, what's your own part? What's your passion in aviation?
So I'm not too sure yet. I have an interest in leasing myself, but also the pilot side. I think I would hope to at some point get a license, but as you can imagine, it's quite expensive. I just have an overall kind of passion with aviation, and that's why I'm involved in IASA. So just trying to learn more and more about myself and what I'd like to do, and then I will soon find out, I suppose.
Well, you know, you try. That's all I have to say. What I love about this this event on Wednesday is that it just covers so many. You have so many companies that are here, and the variety is quite extraordinary. And you have Ryanair as well, and they're so big now, and they go absolutely everywhere. But Collins Aerospace, is there a lot of people working in the aerospace industry in Ireland?
I believe there are. So Collins Aerospace, they're an American company. We've actually recently got in contact with them, as they, they're interested in what we do at IASA, and they're interested in sponsoring us. So we're delighted to welcome them to our Career Expo for the first time ever. They take more of a kind of research and technology approach, which is the first kind of company we've been heavily involved with that takes that side of things. So we do have a guest speaker coming from Collins Aerospace as well. She's a chief technologist, very highly qualified, and she kind of, looks into research of I suppose aircraft engines, and everything got to do with aircraft. So that'll be a very, interesting speaker to have. And again, hopefully inspire the students there to pursue a career in that area.
Which is amazing, which is absolutely wonderful. Now, I know that the aviation language is English, that everybody has to know. Like, I'm talking about the commercial end now, from flying and so forth, and air traffic control. They all have to speak English. And does that include the training? Will you have people from air traffic control there, or would there be information if somebody wants to take that up, or some young person that might be interested in that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we actually have the Irish Aviation Authority, the IAA, which is, the regulatory body for the air traffic control. So they will be in attendance. So you can talk to them about anything you like to do with the air traffic control. We don't have a specific controller there coming to the event, but the guys from the IAA will absolutely be able to talk to you about that.
Which I think it's absolutely wonderful, but it's a bit it's extraordinary. Like, we talk about Shannon Airport, but I think the air traffic controllers down there, they cover a vast amount of space down there, kind of all the aircrafts that fly over Ireland that are heading to America. So it's quite extraordinary. Now, you were saying what you like. I'm just, and I will interview Matthew again, but what's his passion?
Matthew, I think he's leasing as well. I'm not too sure myself. I think we're all just, we're in final year at the moment, so trying to just figure out at the moment, with IASA, we're learning a lot. We're learning, how to manage a team. We have a team of, I think, we've about 13 of us now at the moment on the committee. We're constantly learning how to get events completed, make sure they're successful events. So yeah, hopefully we can bring those skills then into whatever job we go into eventually.
Ashling, where are you associated? Belong to a university? Are you affiliated to a university, or are you independent?
So myself and Matthew are actually in final year at the moment at DCU. So we're both studying aviation management with pilot studies, which is the same with a good few of our committee members. But we also have a few members from UL. We have one from NUIG. And we also have a couple of pilots, which is very interesting. But yeah, the course that myself and Matthew are doing at DCU is aviation management. And in the final year, you can choose to go into pilot studies or air traffic control as well. So it is a great course there by the DCU.
I have to apologise again, because I just realised you sound so young. And what an opportunity. I mean, to go to university, first of all, but to have this opportunity of having, it's a slight headache, I would say, choosing which end of the aviation business you'd like to go into. But mm-hmm. you can, if you want, move from one to the other if that happens, because you're so young and the gateways are open for all parts of aviation, aren't they, for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose, you know, there are master's programs as well. There's the UCD Smurfit master's program in aviation. You know, you can do that, or you can do any other program you'd like to do. So it is all very broad, which is great.
And do you have an opportunity to go up in a small aircraft, by the way?
I have, yeah. I've been up a few times, a few birthday gifts, and also just flying with friends, so it is great.
Oh no, that's wonderful. And is it in the blood, by the way? What I mean by that, parents or grandparents, anybody who've been in the business before, or are you the first of your family?
I am actually the first, I think, of my family. I have a couple of relations that ended up, you know, accidentally in aviation, but I'm the first one that's kind of study this, I suppose, in university. So
Well, that's absolutely wonderful. Now we say Crow Park. Do any of the students or people that are going there, is the entrance is the main entrance, it's opposite the hotel there, isn't it, into Crow Park, or do they go around the back? Which way can they get in?
I would say that the main entrance would be the most efficient way. We do have free parking in the Davin car park, so they'll be coming from there, I would imagine. But yeah, if you just, you know, I think there is just one event on, so we'll know exactly. We'll be there anyway. The whole committee will be there to help anyone who arrives. So there should be no fear of not being able to find it or anything.
Well, Ashling, thank you very much for coming on this morning. And now I just want to go a little bit of housekeeping. Ashling, just tell anybody that's listening, to any young person that's listening, about how to get the tickets again, please.
Yeah, sure. So the tickets for the IATA Career Expo are available on Eventbrite. You can find the link to get the tickets through our social media. So Instagram or LinkedIn, if you just look up Irish Aviation Student Association, you'll find our posts, and the links should definitely be at the bottom there. So you can register for free and get your tickets sent to your email address.
Ashling, thank you very much for coming on to Near FM and the Lifeline programme this morning.
Across Northeast Dublin, your voice here.